Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. On Friday, for the first time in recorded history, according to marinetraffic.com, there may not have been a single cargo ship in transit across the North Atlantic between Europe and North America. If true, or even if it's close to being true, this has roughly the same implications for the industrial world as does a flat line on a heart monitor for a patient in ICU. Somebody had better call a code blue. Since Friday, the stock market, after the worst beginning of a year since the last ice age, has been creeping upward. Guess they didn't get the memo about the code blue. Make that memos. The Dry Baltic Index, the measure of the volume of industrial raw materials moving around the world by sea, has been tanking since 2010, and on Thursday, as it happens, dropped nearly 5% overnight to an all-time low of 445. That's 20% lower than the previous all-time low, which was recorded 30 years ago. For perspective, just before the previous Great Recession clamped down, the index was over 10,000. Today it's at 445. For at least a year now, the companies that own the world's great cargo ships have been scrapping vessels prematurely, selling them at bargain basement prices, and/or declaring bankruptcy. The clogging of the arteries of trade is proceeding nationally as well as globally. The buildup of unsold inventories has slowed truck traffic across the nation and dropped freight rates so much that orders for new heavy trucks in November were down 60% from last year. Rail traffic dropped most heavily in the second half of the year, with December volume off 9% from last December. Air freight volume seems to be a lagging indicator of the same trend, flat in 2015, very worrisome prospects for 2016. Of all the people who have for years been predicting the crash of the world's industrial economies, not one of us, to my knowledge, foresaw that the crash would begin as a failure of demand. I certainly did not. I assumed the end would begin with failures of supply, of oil, electricity, water, or food. But the world economy is falling to its knees right now, not because it's running out of products to sell, but because it's running out of people who can buy them. Right after we yell "do" and slap our foreheads, it's obvious not only that we were wrong, but how. Having moved hell and earth to make sure the banks were okay and General Motors was okay and the stock market is okay, having stacked up debt that can never be paid off and diluted the money supply until it can never work right again, now we hear the alarm on the monitor and look around and realize. While we've been administering medicines and doing surgeries, the patient has been starving to death. We forgot to feed him. It's a point that's been stunningly obvious, at least since Henry Ford started making cars. Heavily criticized by the then masters of the universe for paying his workers the unheard-of wage of $5 a day, Ford simply pointed out that if he did not pay his workers well enough that they could afford one of his cars, he wouldn't be in business long. How soon we forget. After decades of moving jobs offshore, automating jobs, downsizing, streamlining, and otherwise destroying the middle class, even in China, where they only created a middle class a few years ago, we can now see what has always been true. Everything depends on the middle class. When there are no consumers left, in a consumer economy, there is no economy left, either. Code Blue has been called. We have a flat line. Is anybody coming?
To
keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.